Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore. Reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore. Reflections for life and so much more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Please recite after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we select verses of the Holy Quran. We try and learn lessons from Quran and we try to reflect upon them. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning from today's episode. Before we proceed, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qali, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you watch this from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. You can add as many good intentions as possible because it will help you to add the reward, multiply the reward in your book of deed, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. In the last episode, we discussed was a verse from the Holy Quran, Surah Qasas, regarding Qarun, his treasure. And there were certain pieces of advice which were given to him. We discussed one last week, and we will talk about the other counsels to Qarun today. The second counsel to Qarun, which we will be discussing from that large verse which we were discussing last episode, the part of that verse is, the righteous believers among the Israelites, meaning the Bani Israel, gave Qarun the second piece of advice, saying, and seek the abode of the hereafter with that which Allah granted you. This is a beautiful piece of advice. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, one should use it to seek the hereafter, not the worldly luxury. If Allah has given us beauty, if Allah has given us wealth, if Allah has given us power, if Allah has given us position, or any form of blessing, we should use it to better our hereafter. We shouldn't get indulged in the luxuries of this dunya and we end up being negligent. This is not what is desired. Rather, seek the abode of the hereafter with that which Allah granted you. This was the piece of advice given to Qarun, but he did not pay attention. He did not listen. He got destroyed. But for us, this advice is still there in the Quran. We can act upon and we can have salvation and we can get ourselves protected from destruction. The fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala, and said, O people, the hereafter is approaching and the world is retreating. Both have their seekers. You should be seekers of the hereafter. Do not become seekers of the world. Who is saying? The door of the knowledge of city. Mawla Ali Mashkil Kusha. Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem. That one should be seekers of the hereafter, not the seekers of the world. Therefore become seekers of the hereafter. For the world is fleeting. If we spend our youth on worldly pursuits, both the world and our youth will fade. Of course, they will fade. We spend our strength on worldly matters, both the world and our strength will vanish. If we invest our wealth in building a worldly life, both the world and our wealth will perish. However, if we dedicate our youth, our strength, our intelligence, our thoughts, our skills, our wealth, our power, our position, and whatever blessings we have, not for this world, but for the hereafter, then this youth, this strength, this power, this beauty, this position, this wealth, and all the blessings may eventually fade, but the hereafter will remain eternal. That is the reason. Why should we prioritize? Because these things will vanish, diminish, perish. But what will be everlasting? That is our hereafter. And there we will be, inshallah, enjoying the blessings forever. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, set out on a journey with Caliph Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik. In earlier times, travel was conducted using camels and horses and other animals. So the servants would be sent ahead before, and the luggage and the necessary stop was sent beforehand, so that when Qafila would reach there, the tents are set up and all the luggage and stuff is there already. While Khalifa Abdul Malik and others sent their tents ahead, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not send his tent or belongings beforehand, in advance. Now what happened was, upon reaching the destination, everyone went to their respective tents, and Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was nowhere found. So Khalifa instructed his servants to go and find where is Sayyidina Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. So after searching, they found him sitting next to a tree and he was weeping profoundly, shedding tears. Allahu Akbar. So Khalifa was informed. He summoned him and asked, what made you cry? Why were you shedding tears? What happened to you? Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, deeply immersed in thoughts of the hereafter, gave a profound, thought-provoking answer and response. He said, I remembered the day of judgment. Look, all of you sent your tents ahead in advance, and upon arrival, you went there straight away. Whereas I sent nothing ahead from my home, so I have nothing here. Allahu Akbar. The same will happen on the day of judgment. One will only find what they have sent ahead for themselves. We need to ask, what have we sent ahead? That's how our pious predecessors, they used to think. This was their reflection. That was their contemplation. That's how they used to ponder. They used to think for the hereafter. Even from the worldly examples, they would connect to the hereafter. It is me and you who have to think, what have we sent ahead? If we are sending something ahead, which will be there for us to enjoy the eternal blessings, fair enough, we should do more. But if we are not, we should ponder, we should reflect, we should think about that. Let me give you an example of this day and age. Some places where people, they migrate to earn. When they go there, they do not enjoy blessings of the life there. They work 24/7, right? Long shifts, and all they want to accumulate wealth as much as they can. And why they do this? Because they know that in this place where they have come, they have migrated, they are just there to earn money. And they will go back to their homeland, and they keep on sending money there. They build house there, they build the properties there, right? They settle their family there, and finally they go, and the wise ones, they have got a place to live. They have got a place to enjoy. Same is the example. Spectrumus. In this dunya, this is very, very short and temporary. Everything is going to perish, vanish. We are not here for long. One day we will leave. Just like when you travel and you stay in a hotel, that's not your permanent abode. That's not your permanent place, because you know this is a very short stay. And that's not the destination. Likewise, this dunya is not our true destination. This is just a short stay. And one day we'll have to go to our actual destination, which is the hereafter. We need to be ready for that. We need to send ahead something which could benefit us, inshallah. Remember, if we don't send anything, we may cry. There's a regret, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. It is said, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Alas, would that I had sent forth goodness for my life. Allahu Akbar. May we do not regret this way. And today we are breathing. Today we are alive. Today we can send ahead something. Therefore, now is the time. We're still alive and we should embrace this beautiful advice. And what was that? And seek the abode of the hereafter with that which Allah granted you. Let's make intentions, inshallah. Now, the third piece of advice which was given to Qarun by the righteous man was, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And do not forget your share from the world. Do not forget your share in this world. What does this mean? Regarding this, very great scholar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he mentions this refers to the shroud. So from this world, what is our share? Only two pieces of shawl. Our kafan, that's it. Allahu Akbar. We may spend our whole life earning. We may end up buying cars. We may end up making bungalows, mansions, properties. We may accumulate billions and trillions in wealth. Collect countless medals. Enjoy worldly blessings. But remember, ultimately, we will not take a single penny with us. Because kafan does not have a single pocket in it. Do not forget your share in this world. What is that? That's just shroud, kafan. As this program is lessons and reflections, let me share words of reflections from kings. Islamic brothers. Khalifa Abdul Malik bin Marwan, known for his grandeur and splendor, faced a humbling moment at the end of his life. When his final moments approached, someone asked him, "How do you feel now?" Abdul Malik bin Marwan responded, "I feel exactly as described in the Holy Quran." وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. Surely you came to us alone just as we originally created you, and you have left behind all that which we granted you. And then Khalifa Harun Rashid, a ruler of great authority and prestige, was on his deathbed. He called for his shroud and repeatedly examined it, turning it over and over on his hand. Then he recited the following verse. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهْ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهْ. My wealth has not availed me. My power has gone from me. Allahu Akbar. Khalifa Mu'tasim, known for his cruelty and hard-heartedness, faced his final moments in deep turmoil. As he lay on his deathbed, he would repeatedly say, لَوْ عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ عُمْرِي هَكَذَا قَصِيرٌ مَا فَعَلْتُ. Had I known that my life would be this sort, I would never have sought rulership. Speculators, reflect upon the sorrowful words of rulers who lived luxury lives, but at the end, they were buried just in two pieces of shawl. Kafan. They took nothing with us, not a single coin, not a single penny with them. This is the reality of this life. Janaza aage bhadkar keh raha hai, jahan walo mere peeche chale aao, tumhara rahnuma main. We bury many loved ones with our own hands, but we forget them. The janaza which goes in front is a message, a silent message for each and every one of us. We walk behind the janaza. What does it mean? It is leading and it says, you are coming behind me. Apparently, you are leaving me in the graveyard, but the way I am leading, you are also coming there. So let's contemplate. Let's reflect upon. Let's prepare for the hereafter. The fourth piece of advice which was given to Qarun by the righteous men was, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And do good just as Allah has bestowed goodness upon you. Meaning, just as Allah Almighty has shown kindness to you, you should show generosity by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use your wealth to help the needy. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, we are not the owners of this wealth. We are just trustees, that's it. The crown of saints, Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, أَنْتُمْ بُكَلَاءُ عَلَىٰ هَذِهِ الْأَمْوَالِ. You are trustees over this wealth. So this means this wealth is not ours. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are simply entrusted with it and can only spend it where Allah Almighty commands us. Because it's His wealth. We are wakil. We are just trustees. If we are commanded to pay zakat, we have to pay zakat. If we are commanded to give sadaqah fitr, we have to give sadaqah fitr. If we are commanded to help the needy, we need to give their share. We need to help them. Because it is the maal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot spend in haram when He has prohibited. We will be spending on our family when it is commanded, where this is obligation we have to do. It is maal of Allah. It is wealth of Allah. It has been granted by Allah. It is not ours. So we have to deal and we have to spend according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And command of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jalla. The fifth counsel to Qarun, which is mentioned in this verse in Surah Qasas. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And do not seek discord in the land. Allah does not like those who spread discord. This is a very important piece of advice. It means, O Qarun, Allah Almighty has granted you wealth. And the most generous Lord has bestowed such favors upon you. So do not commit sins. Do not use these blessings in disobedience to Allah Almighty. And do not spread corruption on earth. Respectfully, we cannot spend our wealth in sins. On the day of judgment, a person will not be able to move his feet until he has answered these five questions. What are they? How did you spend your life? Question about our life. And then how did you spend your youth? From where did you earn your wealth? Where did you spend it? And how much did you act upon the knowledge you acquired? These are the five questions every one will be asked. Are we ready to answer? Have you prepared something for these answers? At the end, let me revise the lesson what we have learned so that we can reflect upon what lesson we have learned from Surah Qasas 76-77. Indeed, Qarun was from the nation of Musa. Then he transgressed against them, and we had granted him so much treasure that its keys were certainly burdensome for a group of strong individuals. When his nation said to him, "Do not be vain. Allah does not like the conceited, and seek the abode of the hereafter with that which Allah granted you, and do not forget your share from the world, and do good just as Allah has bestowed goodness upon you, and do not seek discord in the land. Allah does not like those who spread discord." This is the lesson. Let's reflect upon. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode with another fascinating topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.